So, Ion, can you go into the subject of addiction?
Sure. See if you can get one of the major drug companies to make a pill that will make you become addicted. And that's wonderful. And then that'll be great. And then when they list the side effects, nobody will take it because it certainly will kill you on their standpoint. And then there'll be lawsuits and uncivil suits filed regarding you. And then they'll stop manufacturing addiction. But we're saying addiction is delicious. It's wonderful. The only reason anyone becomes addicted to anything means that the maximum dose, the point that'll take your physicalness away, back that off just a little bit, and that's how much you want. You want to the point of death and back it off a little bit. You don't want just a little bit. You want it all, and you want it now. And that's the same aspect. Once you start taking 50 or 100 Xanax a day, that most absolutely will take your physicalness away, but not when you become accustomed or addicted to that experience. You'd actually probably leave your physicalness if you didn't get your Xanax that day. Okay? Same thing with alcohol. You take one sip of alcohol too much, and then you have to have it. Well, opiates, same way. You can't just stop them. There's drugs that you can't just stop. They have to wean you off of them. Well, that same process is the same thing that makes you follow the fastest path to your joy, which is called bliss. It must get you to a blissful place. I can't live without this. Okay, then you can't. Well, I can live without this. Okay, then you can. And the difference thereof is that proportion of your adrenal response to the conditioned at hand. I was succinct enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good. So let's dissect it a little more. So
All right. You're
saying that, yeah, to be addicted to bliss is wonderful, but then are people taking that desire for bliss into thinking that it can come from a pill rather than just from their own ascended experiences?
And we're asking, what's the problem with that?
Yes, it gets back into how we talked about the rules and regulations. If there's big rules against drugs or taking drugs or being inappropriate, then people are going to be pushing against. And actually, a lot of the pushing against that people do when they're doing alcohol or drugs is, well, if you're going to be in my face, I'm just going to do it a little more. If people were let alone to experience these things and find their own way in or out of it, then I guess that's kind of what Ion is saying, just let people alone to find their own way.
Nancy Reagan had a marvelous program, Just Say No. Just Say No. Just Say No.
Mm-hmm.
Just Say No to Drugs. Just Say No to Drugs. And it was all about these Schedule One drugs that were, quote, not appropriate or illegal. Well, now you have drugstore addicts all day long because the doctor said it was okay. So my doctor prescribed it, and if my doctor didn't prescribe it, it wouldn't be okay. So it's perfectly all right. I have a piece of paper saying that I can smoke medical marijuana. We think that may be different than regular marijuana. We're not really sure. But all of a sudden, once you have a piece of paper, then it's okay. Well, if it's okay, then it is. And if it's inappropriate, then it's not. Well, that waxes and wanes now, doesn't it? It changes. And it's up to the individual human creator for whatever it is that they eat, drink, smoke, puff, inhale, exhale, eat. Why wouldn't they do the same restrictions on white sugar?
Right,
That kills more people than medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they're going to die, but that's perfectly okay. So it's the dynamic. It's the dynamic of what you're asking about an addiction. You're using addiction, in our opinion, however humble, as a bad word. And we say it is not a bad word. We think sex is very wonderful. We think it's a fabulous process. But then you have the aberrated version of it, and then you call it a sex addict. Well, that would be most of your homo sapiens on the planet. They were pretty well fond of the process of intercourse. But then they call it one step too far, one orgasm too much, then you're an addict. Okay. Then they'll treat you. They'll castrate you. Try it. They'll give you drugs. Don't you worry. They'll conquer that urge. Well, then that whole process, you see, just becomes an anomaly in and of itself. When is if you went with the whole natural process of balance, engaging where you are in the distance between you and you, the two-sided mind, all of a sudden you work out what's right for you as you marvelous, powerful, individual creator, you wouldn't be having that conversation at all. So we don't understand what's wrong with addiction. There is no issue with addiction. If someone's abusing what you call abusing, that's from your standpoint, okay? Not from everyone else's. George Burns was addicted to those cigars, and I'm sure that's what killed him. He was, 112 or some craziness? That's what got him. He had several every day. He didn't just chew them. He smoked them, and that's what got him. It was that nicotine in those cigars.